Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Dr. Price Pritchett is our guest, and he is the founder of his own company, Pritchett LP. He holds a PhD in psychology. He spent 30 years working with top management in companies all across the all around the world, including governments and not-for-profits. He's written two hardback books and 24 handbooks that have sold over 20 million copies worldwide, and he's here today to talk to us about how to manage some of the things that you and I face every day in our small businesses. Price, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. It's a pleasure to have you as a new member of our Brain Trust. Price, one of the things that you talk about with your audience and the folks that you serve are how to deal with uncertainty, how to deal with adversity, how to take advantage of opportunity, and how to manage change. And those are all things that are at the essence of whether a small business survives or not. Being able to do those things, manage and take advantage of some of those things. And you have a program that you call Hard Optimism, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
You bet. Hard Optimism is the newest thing out of our company. It's a new way of looking at how attitude affects performance. I think we've all heard for many, many years the things like the power of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, we may have read Napoleon Hill or Norman Vincent Peale or some of Schuller's work or whatever, and they talked emphatically about how important it is to have positive thoughts. We're not arguing against that, but we're saying that there is a new field in psychology. It's called positive psychology, and it's the hottest research field going in professional psychology, and the studies are just finding some amazingly provocative findings. That, for example, it is not just thinking positive that gets us by. And I can kind of frame this with a question. If I said, which do you think is more important? Is it more important to be positive or not to be negative?
Mm-hmm.
And
of us would say, what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
And what research has shown is that there is a fundamental difference, and here's why. Studies have shown, we tend to think of this being kind of a scale from high to low attitudinally, mm-hmm. with negative thinking or pessimism
right.
being on the low end of the scale, optimism the high end of the scale.
Right.
Well, studies are showing that they're not the same scale. They're two different scales,
mm-hmm.
and that you can rank higher or low on optimism, higher or low on pessimism. And what we have discovered is that it's more important to work toward eliminating our negative thoughts than it is to just hammer away at ourselves with positive thinking.
Are you saying that some people their default reaction is to assume the negative and only will accept the positive when it's proven to them, and some people, their default attitude is to assume that things are going to be good and will only recognize the bad when it's proven to them?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of laying it out there.
In other words, their default attitude when you first introduce something to them tells you what plane they're on, what dimension they're in.
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting if you think, well, where does our attitude come from? You know, if we say, okay, I've got X amount of optimism in my makeup, where does that come from? What we know is that some of it's just inborn. It's genetic. It's part of your DNA, and you got it from your biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe up to 25% or something like that. Most personality traits, psychologists have found, we inherit about 50% of those probably,
mm-hmm.
from our parents. Maybe a little bit less just on if we look at optimism. But part of it comes from our biological programming. Part of it comes from the way we were raised.
Our experiences.
Our experiences. And some is just from what's happened to us more recently, and some is what's going on right now, and particularly what's going on in our head, what we're doing with our thinking processes right now. And what positive psychology research is showing is that we can manage our thinking processes differently. And here's the bottom line, and then the exciting part of it is optimism is a skill. We can learn optimism.
Say that again.
Okay, that optimism is a skill. And just like you can develop other skills, you can learn to be more optimistic. Mm-hmm. This is not something that is kind of just, hey, it's our fate, it's our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We can manipulate this. We can rewire our brain, in a sense. And this is not
That's good news.
That's not just someone's hunch or someone's kind of wild idea. This is being validated by heavy-duty research in the neurosciences.
Hmm. Now, your program, Hard Optimism, you've got a program you've developed that takes advantage of this, that helps people do that, right?
That's exactly right, and it's a 12-month program. Well, one of the things we have done, as you pointed out kind of in the introduction, we've done a number of books and handbooks over the years, and they've been very, very popular with American business and still are. But one of the things we've learned from our research study we did with Intel Corporation, for example, was that it's important when you really want to change people's thinking processes to have serial hits. I mean, I can read a book or you could listen to a speech, you know, and it would impact us at least temporarily, and
it would have a short life.
Yeah, this tends to fade, and we have found that there is a need for a sustained message for serial hits, and so we designed this particular program to come at our audience once a month over a 12-month period, so that it stays in front of them, and they begin to weave this into their real thinking and behavioral patterns.
Mm-hmm. So repetition and frequency, which is the fundamental, the essence of a good marketing program, repetition and frequency is what you're talking about for this kind of a program too. In order to learn how to be optimistic, in order to learn to reprogram yourself, as you say, to stop being, to get off of the negative dimension, to get out of the negative dimension, and to make yourself become one of those folks who, When they're presented with a challenge, they see it as an opportunity that they haven't created yet, they haven't developed yet.
Exactly.
And we're gonna get Price to talk to us some more about how he does this right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
That I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you can, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Price Pritchett is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Price Pritchett, his website is PritchettNet.com. And that's two T's, PritchettNet.com. PritchettNet.com. And that's where you can find out more about the hard optimism that he and I are talking about. Price, two things I want to focus on for our small businesses out there. One is, if we feel that we've gotten ourselves, or if we were born with, into the negative dimension, I want you to talk to us about how we can get ourselves out of that. But then also from an employee standpoint, I want to be able to identify what it looks like, and that's maybe where we start, because if we're interviewing people who we identify with the negative, the pessimistic traits, don't hire those people. And if you've got people already who have either, you now find out were negative thinkers, or they've become negative thinkers, they've gone over to the dark side, so to speak, how we can get them out of that so we don't have to replace them. We can sort of redeem that customer. So Price, I mean that employee. So Price, how do we recognize this in ourselves and in others?
It's interesting. You can actually test for optimism, and there are certain fields like the insurance sales field. some of the big insurance companies have found that it is a very critical hiring criteria that optimists clearly do better in sales. Mm-hmm. They sell more. They don't have the turnover. Southwest Airlines, another interesting company. There's a saying at Southwest Airlines, everybody knows it for its upbeat, optimistic, effervescent kind of spirit, its right. culture. The saying there is, hire for attitude, train for skill.
Mm-hmm.
And but if somebody, if you've got some pessimists, or if any of us just kind of get in a slump, we get in a down mood, or we just have a run of tough times, there are things that we can do to retrain our thinking processes. We've got a sneak preview on Heart Optimism that if anybody goes onto that website that you mentioned, we'll send them. We'll email them a copy of the sneak preview.
Can they can they identify then some of the things you've been talking about?
It will get into kind of the groundwork. It kind of stages what this program is about,
mm-hmm.
and how it's going to go at it. What just real quickly, what the research is showing is that optimists, when something happens to them, they explain it to themselves fundamentally differently than pessimists do. For example, if something bad happens to an optimist, their way of framing it is to say, okay, this temporary, it's going to blow over. Secondly, hey, don't read too much into this. It's kind of just a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It probably doesn't even have that much to do with me. It's circumstances. Maybe it's caused mm-hmm. by something else or somebody else. Pessimists look at it very differently. They say, oh, man, this is going to be permanent. This is going to be long-lasting. I'm going to have trouble like this from now on, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just this little specific thing. It's going to bleed over into all other areas of my life, cause all kinds of collateral mm-hmm. damage. And you know what? I caused this myself, and they blame themselves. So part of the Heart Optimism course is about learning how to frame things when bad events come to us, because mm-hmm. something happens, and then we process that in our mind, and that produces a certain set of feelings and behaviors. And that's what the learning of optimism is all about.
The survival instincts make us imagine what could go wrong to prepare a defense for that, doesn't it?
Right.
And that gets isn't that what gets us into the negative mode? We start defending instead of being offensive.
Well, we just get consumed with a lot of bad self talk, a lot of destructive self talk.
See, I do that. I do that sometimes, and I have to work my way out of that. I mean, something will happen maybe, I don't know, it could be anything that would make me think, well, okay, if that's what I think it is, then this could happen. And I have to take about 60 seconds, and I have to run through all the negatives, and then I say, wait a minute, what the heck's wrong with you? That's
right.
Not what that means at all.
It's so easy to fall into that catastrophizing mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is the central skill of optimism. It's changing the destructive things we say to ourselves when we experience setbacks that life is going to deal to all of us somewhere along the way. That's the central skill of optimism.
Say that again.
Changing those damaging, destructive things that we say to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, folks, at PritchettNet.com, there's in red type at the top of the page, it says Hard Optimism. If you click on Hard Optimism, then click on that link. There's the information that Pritchett's talking about, that Price is talking about, and there's a link there that says click here for sneak preview. That's where you get that.
The other thing, if they just want to call us up on our 800 number, we'll email it to them. They don't even have to log on.
Okay.
It'll just be there when they want it. But
give us that number.
That number is 800-992-5922.
Folks, when I found out that Price was working on this program, you know, we talked to other people who are working on these kinds of similar things, the Pearson Jane Howard who help us with our personality traits and all that sort of thing. I wanted you to know about the Heart Optimism program that he's talking about, and we're going to get him back on the show again another day as we continue to help all of us to be more positive and less negative, and therefore more successful and happier. Price Pritchett, thank you for being here today.
It's fun, Jim. Thank
Good
you.
Good job. We'll do it again real soon.
Sounds great.
29 after, quick break. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.